Thank you very much indeed, and good evening everybody. I've never seen so many police in Manchester, you know, the TUC didn't have fire. I'm at the stage of the campaign where I'm looking for good omens, and on Saturday I was just thinking about this one, you know, unfancied underdogs, and the media were saying it was all over, and then the unfancied underdogs sprung a surprise at the last minute, so a good result for my team and a good omen for the campaign. It's for me, it's a great feeling to talk about football actually. First meeting in 5 months when I've been able to do that. And there's actually one where I'd probably quite like to have my four fellow contenders with me, because maybe this is one where I could hold the floor somewhat. But I just want to begin just to say, personally, if I may, a tribute to Gordon and the PFA, and also Collins, Richard, Bobby, and Nick as well. I think it's personally wonderful that the PFA has never forgotten its northern roots like some other organisations. Maybe from the Guardian here, isn't it? I think the PFA's never done that, and that's a wonderful thing that's still based here in the city. But more than that, I just wanted to say something which, for me, the PFA has embodied something that is so important in the trade union movement, a huge contribution to social change in this country. And what I'm talking about is really the campaign that I first became involved with in a genuine politically active sense. I was a regular on the terraces at Goodison all through the 1980s and saw the growing racism on the terraces at Goodison Park that began in the early 80s when Alec Williams was playing for Manchester City, and I can remember appallingly as he was coming towards the home end at half time once when people were holding up burning crosses at Goodison Park. And then as the 80s developed, terrible racism grew, particularly when John Barnes signed for Liverpool. And for me and my brothers at the time, it really was the first thing that really kicked us into wanting to do something rather than just feel outraged. And I remember coming here to the old, to the Mechanics Institute, I think it was, where the PFA, in conjunction with the People's Zone, what was then the Labour History Museum, organised an event, the colour of your scarf, the colour of your skin. And it was wonderful that somebody was standing up against racism in football, and for us it gave us a focal point for the efforts we were involved in to try and combat racism and terrorism. And I just wanted to praise the PFA for that, because down the years the PFA made a huge contribution to tackling racism in football, and because of that, tackling racism in society. And I think, Gordon, it will forever be an incredible legacy that the PFA has given the country. I just want to give you a